February 3rd, 2012. Dear Dr. King, my name is Michaela Rose Shade Boy. I'm in the 6th grade and go to UConn Middle School. I read your stories and speeches and listened to your voice. I read every book that was written about you. I enjoy hearing you speak about how you think that all men should be created and made equally. I enjoy reading about how you put in the time to help those who needed it. I enjoy reading your I Have a Dream speech. This speech of yours inspires me. It inspires me to be different and that I can believe that I can do all things. I also love how you stand for something so people don't fall for anything. I enjoy reading about you. I sometimes wish that certain questions of mine could have been answered. I wish I could understand what you felt like in your words. Did you feel mistreated, betrayed, different, what the world didn't accept, or unhappy, or possibly if you felt good, proud of yourself, accomplished, complete, or if you felt like you could have done more? Did you ever feel like what you were doing would ever make a difference? Where did you find the courage of desegregating Atlanta buses? Where did you find the courage to not hate and violate the people who hated and violated you? How did you find the courage to move forward and do something about what was going on? No matter where I'm at, I would like to know how you did what you did. As I was reading your book, and from my knowledge, I find it inspiring that you did not let what people said bring you down. You kept fighting and talking and never stopped. I also find it inspiring that you even had the courage to start fighting to end segregation. Most people don't have the courage to stand up for what they believe in. I think it's inspiring how you were okay with whites and not cruel and ugly. That you were nice to them and not putting them down because of what they did. I find it inspiring how when your house got bombed and blacks were trying to be cruel and get them back, you said, no, that's not right. You also said that if they were to fight back, you wouldn't get any grief out of it. It inspires me how you weren't afraid to be different. I can't compare you to me. You're so much brave and stronger than me. You can talk and spread your feelings with billions of others. I can hardly talk to my 6th grade class. I do think we compare our feelings towards racist people, though. You saw what was happening, and you put a stop to it. So in the future, we wouldn't have to live through that. And you did. Even though there are still many people that are racist, you are the reason I'm here. My dad and mom are different colors, and because you had the courage to stop segregation, they made me. Thanks, Dr. Keene. I hope one day people can see that we were all created equally and that the only thing different about us is our skin. Thanks, Dr. King, for helping me see that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Your friend, Michaela.